always going to be back in the Lord's house. I ain't had a whole lot of time to think upon what to preach on. Sitting out there in the car earlier, I said, "Honey, you're going to have to drive tonight. I've got to have some study time." So she drove, and I had some scripture that I don't know if I'll get to or not. This other scripture just keeps coming back to me. And I kind of used this scripture last Sunday at Cornerstone. But every now and then you'll find a scripture that just sticks with you and will leave you alone. And I've used this scripture ever since I found it. I put it on my computer every day when I go to work, where I work at the house. And I've left that on there so that that's the first thing I see when I turn the computer on. And that's over in Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Y'all be much in prayer for me. I want to do the Lord's will. And I want to be faithful to His calling tonight. Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. Don't know how much reading I'll do. I may spend the whole time on this. I don't know. I'm just going to try to let the Lord lead. It says in verse 4, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Now, this verse has really helped me this week. When I read this, I was searching for something to preach last Sunday at Cornerstone. And I underlined that three words there, a certain rate every day. First of all, God said to Moses, He said, "I will rain bread from heaven for you." They had just come out of the Egyptian bondage. They had just crossed the Red Sea, and that was a couple of chapters back. And here they are in the wilderness, complaining to God, murmuring, saying, I wish we'd been back there in the old Egyptian bondage. At least we had freedom there a little bit. At least we had some good food to eat. Things seem to be going well, but you bring us out here in this wilderness and now we ain't got no food to eat. We don't have anything to do. And God told Moses, He said, "Hey, I will rain bread from heaven Amen. For you. I will take care of you." Amen. It said another place in the Bible, it talked about how they had went through the wilderness and the shoes of their feet didn't even wear out. The clothing didn't even wear out. God provided manna from heaven. He provided quails and meat. He provided water from a rock. He took care of them the whole 40 years that they were there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they still were murmuring and complaining. Mm-hmm. And He said that God said, "I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to rain bread from heaven for you." Mm-hmm. Those two words are special. We find that later if you read in there that bread is the manna. Most of you probably know that. But what I want to pay attention to real quick is that the people said the people is going to go out and they're going to gather. Now I'm going to take care of you, but they've got their part to do too. Mm-hmm. They're going to go out and they're going to gather what I give them a certain rate every day. Now we read on down here and we find out that He tells them some specific instructions. He tells them in one place, later on down here, He tells them, don't get too much of what you need. Because if you do, then you'll have all kinds of problems. He said if you gather too much of it, then there's going to be leftovers there. And you don't need to gather any more than you have leftovers, abundance there. Because later on we find out that the leftovers there bred worms and stank. And it said in verse 18, after He told them some instructions about how to measure this, in verse 18 it said, "When they met it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. And they gathered every man according to his eating." In other words, those that gathered a lot didn't have a lot left over. They didn't have anything left over. Those that gathered just a little bit wasn't wanting for anything. God gave them exactly what they needed to protect and provide for them and for their family according to His eating. It says that several times. And many times they disobeyed the Lord here. We find that they would go out when God told them, don't go out in the field the next day because there's not going to be any bread in the field because it was a Sabbath day. He told them on the sixth day you're going to gather the bread of 2 days because you don't need to be out there on the Sabbath day. It's a day of rest. Did they listen? No. They went in outside and went to the field and wanted to see if there was really anything out there. And we find that God was wroth with them. He was angry with them that they didn't mind what he said to do. Many places in here that talks about how God has heard their murmurings and how they disobeyed him, and God was just getting fed up with that. But it says here that he told them the people's going to go and gather a certain rate every day. Now I begin to look at that and begin to think, every day that's been on my computer screen, a certain rate every day. And I shared that on, some of you might have seen that on my Facebook this week, I shared that scripture. Because, you know, we can all, as humans, we can only do so much in a day. We don't have the promise of tomorrow. Because tomorrow, if it gets here, will be today. And Brother Randy said last week, or Sunday, I like what he said. He said, has anybody ever woke up tomorrow? Nobody's ever woke up tomorrow, because when you wake up, it's always today. We don't have a promise of tomorrow. Sure, it's good to make plans. We got a singing singing at Adams Chapel coming up. We got foot washing coming up. We got revival coming up. But the Lord could come back at any time. And those plans could just go astray, because we don't need those plans anymore, because God's taking care of us. But I want you to know here, he said you gather a certain rate every day. If we could just do something for God every day, Brother Jerry, whether it be read our Bible, whether it be go call somebody on the phone, whether it be go witness, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, the devil will try to use what you don't do against you.
Yeah.
God wants you to really acknowledge what you do for Him, and He wants you to really realize that when you do something for Him, it makes a difference, whether it's small or not. Jesus said that if you give a cup of water in my name, you'll in no wise lose your reward.
Yeah.
So we find out here that God looks at the little things, and they make a great difference in the kingdom of God. Amen. And we find that a lot of times us as Christians, we feel obligated to do this, and we got to do all this other stuff, and then we got to take care of this side project. But God told him not to worry about trying to get all of it in one day.
Yeah.
He said, do what you can a certain rate every day. A certain rate is, I thought of Jerry's message this Sunday when I was preaching this message at Cornerstone. Jerry was talking about the talents. He was talking about how the man had given them talents according to his several ability. God gives us talents. He gives us gifts according to our ability.
Right.
We can't be down on ourselves because we don't sing like so-and-so.
Right.
I can't be down on myself because I don't preach like so-and-so. Amen. Melissa can't be down on herself because she don't play piano like so-and-so. We all got to start somewhere. And God knows that. He wants us to gather a certain rate every day according to our ability. And this right here has really helped me to focus and really realize that I don't have to do everything in one day.
Right.
You know, we've got a whole week. I know we don't have the promise of that week coming up. But all you can do is what you can in one day, today. That's all you can do. And so I've got plans tomorrow, if Jerry's still up for it, to go with Jerry and visit Dave. If not, those plans could change. I don't know. You may have something else come up. But I can't bank on them plans. I can look forward to them. I can say, God, I want to do something for you today.
Yeah.
Even if this is all I accomplish during the day. See, I've been, you know, we get so wrapped up and we get busy during the day. And at the end of the day, we like to beat ourselves up and say, well, I didn't get this done, or I didn't get that done. Laundry's still in the washing machine, or there's still dishes on the counter, or I still got this job that needs to be done. But was that part of your certain rate? Was that part of what God wanted you to do that day? And should you feel guilty because you didn't get it done? You should do the best you can.
Right.
I mean, you should do the best you can. And ask God to give the increase. Amen. Paul said, I'm going to water. Paul may water and Apollos may plant, but it's God that gives the increase.
Yeah.
And he told him, gather a certain rate every day. No more, no less. A lot of times we put more things on ourselves than we can bear. And we blame God for it. We'll say, Lord, this is greater than I can bear. This burden is greater than I can bear. And a lot of people like to use the verse in 1 Corinthians over 10:13. They like to twist that around and say that God will put more on us than we can bear, but that's not what it says. It says that with the temptation, God will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
Amen.
Amen. And a lot of times we put more on ourselves, Brother Joe, than God actually wants us to do. And we hurt our testimony. We hurt our effectiveness for the Lord, thinking that we've got to do all this and we've got to be Superman. Well, we're not Superman.
Right.
Jerry's not Superman.
Right.
I'm not Superman. There ain't no Supermen or Superwomen in this congregation. But we have a super God.
Yeah.
Amen. And He can do with what little we have to offer. And He can multiply.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of times we think, Lord, add unto us. We need extra money. We need to pay the bills. Or give us this. Or give us that. Lord, we need this to take care of our funds or whatever. But I began to think about the other day, instead of asking God to add, why not ask God to multiply?
Yeah.
Hey, because I was thinking of the fishes and the loaves, and we find out that God, Jesus, was able to take just that little bit.
Yeah.
He was able to take the little few fishes and so many loaves and fishes they had. And He was able to take that and feed a whole multitude with that.
Yeah.
He multiplied
what
He was given.
Yeah.
And oh, how many great things God can do with our little bit.
Yeah.
Amen. We can't even do with our little bit. Amen. A lot of times we think we can do a lot with our little bit, but we don't really, sometimes we don't even get as far as our foot out the door before something backfires. God says to do what you can every day. He didn't say gather. The only place He told them to gather for tomorrow was on the sixth day. You know what He's saying? He said, trust me today. Hey, when tomorrow comes, trust me then. Amen. But you can only work with what God gives you now. And that's a 24-hour day, if that.
Yeah.
We may not even make it home tonight. We may only make it 22 and a half hours or something. But what have you done for God today? Have you overstressed yourself as a Christian, thinking you're Superman or Superwoman? Having God to have to take care of you, but when you could really be taking care of other people because you think you can handle all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, God wants us to be able to be effective for Him. But a lot of times, the way this world just gets on us, and it just presses us down beyond measure. But Paul said, lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Amen. And run with patience the race that is set before us. We're so impatient nowadays. Hey, we've got to have everything microwaved, everything's fast food, everything's in 30 seconds or less, or we just get to have a fit about it. But amen, anything worth achieving is worth getting there patiently. Because you can rush things. Amen. You can't rush a flower outside and try to get it to grow faster. Because the roots won't be digging deep. Amen. You'll find that the roots won't be in the soil enough so when the sun comes, just like Jesus had that parable of the sower. When the seed goes in the ground and it doesn't have time to take root, the sun comes down and scorches it and it doesn't have enough root in it to be able to survive. And a lot of times we do the same thing. Lord, we want to grow up. We just want to be, you know, we want to get saved now and be 40 years experience the next day. And I tell you, Jerry don't have 40 years experience the next day after he got saved.
Right.
It took 40 years to get 40 years experience, didn't it? It takes so long. I mean, we're limited by time in this world, in this body that we're living in. It's affected by time. Everything we do is time-based. We just changed the clocks for the other day. That relates to time. Everything you can think about, basically time has got something kind of effect on it. You put money in the bank, time later, you see some of it maybe increase. What are you talking about usury? You know, they call it long-term and short-term. You invest long-term, and you got to wait 5 years before you really see anything come from it. A lot of people today are like, I can't wait 4 seconds, much less 5 years. But look how God could use us if we would just be patient and we would just trust Him what He'd have us to do. A certain rate every day. I hope this week that you'll take this verse. It may not mean the same thing to you as it did to me. But I know that at the end of the day, I can look at that verse and say, Lord, it's meant to me to get done what I've got done today, and I'm not going to beat myself up before I go to bed tonight. Now, I know. Hey, if I've not done what God's told me to do, God chastises those He loves. He'll put it to your attention. He'll let you know. But if you've done everything you possibly can and not stressed yourself out and not overtaxed yourself, I believe you can go to bed confidently knowing that if you're a Christian, that you've done what you could for the Lord. Amen. So me coming here tonight and getting up here behind this pulpit, I've done my certain rate for the day.
Bless you.
When I get done with this message, when the Lord's done with this message, I've done my certain rate for today. And I can't worry about tomorrow. I can't worry about the past. The devil likes to try to bring that up. Look what you didn't do yesterday. Look what you didn't do the day before. Before you know, you can't work today because you're worried about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Every single day for 2 weeks, what you didn't get done. You can't do that. Paul said, I'm going to forget those things that are behind and reach forward to the things that are before. Mm-hmm. And what he said was before, a prize in Christ Jesus was before.
Amen.
Prize ain't behind, it's ahead. And we got to commit to gathering a certain rate every day. Lord, what do you want me to do today when we get up in the morning? Lord, I realize that when I take a plate of food, I can only put so much on that plate. And when you eat all that plate, then you can put more on it. But the problem is, when you do that, you overstress your body. Mm-hmm. Your digestive system gets slower and gets more congested. And you don't function at your peak like you should. So I know that I've got a certain portion, a certain rate every day that I can do something for the Lord. And Lord, help me not feel guilty if I don't do more than that.
Yeah.
Because I've done the best I can. Hey, me and you are given the same 24 hours every day. Hey, you know Donald Trump over there and Bill Gates and all the other rich people you can think of, they've given the same 24 hours that we have. Yeah. But what have we done with it? What do we do for the Lord every day? That's where discipline is involved. If you don't do it every day, it doesn't become a habit. It doesn't become a lifestyle. It doesn't become something that will actually change your life and actually make you effective for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God says, I'm going to give them, I'm going to provide for them, but they need to go out and do their part.
Yeah.
They need to go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. You know, God's wanting to prove us all today. You know, are you going to do what God had you to do? Are you going to try to gather the best you can, do the best you can for the Lord today? God wants to know. He wants to know if we're going to be willing to do what He'd have us to do and not let the world try to veer us off the course. Hey, He told him in Deuteronomy, go down the pathway. He said, don't look to the right, don't look to the left. Go, stay on course. And we find, you know, in Peter, when he was on the ways, he was heading straight to the Lord. What happened? His eyes got off course. He began to look at the waves. He began to look at the sea. He began to look at the storm. In our lives, we begin to look at finances. We begin to look at, you know, job. We begin to look at car problems, house payment, all this other stuff. And Jesus is saying, hey, I'm over here. Mm-hmm. Right down the middle of the aisle. He said, the way is narrow and it's straight. So if it's straight, you can't find Jesus going off a different path.
Right.
You got to go straight and narrow way.
Amen.
So he said, gather a certain rate every day. Now, I don't know if it's helped anybody or not. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Lord's done with me on this. And I thank God for getting to be here tonight.
Amen.
And I know it isn't my usual, you know, hop and jump. But you know what? That's what God meant for me tonight. Mm-hmm. This is my certain rate for today. Amen. I can't compare myself with myself, too. That's the problem. We compare ourselves with other preachers, but you get over that and you got to realize now you're comparing yourself with yourself. Oh, I did a better job the other day. No, not necessarily. God may need the word to go out a little bit. It may need to be quieter than a big, you know, shout message. I don't know. But God has His purpose. He said His word won't go out void. The word has been delivered and it's falling upon your ears and it's up to you what you'll do with it. So I'm asking if everyone would stand as the blessing comes in, whatever the Lord put on her heart. And I want you to ask yourself, have I been doing too much? Have I been overtaxing my effectiveness? Have I been trying to take upon myself somebody else's job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God, He talks about how He gives every man gifts according to the measure of faith. He gave some apostles, He gave some prophets, He gave some teachers, preachers, pastors. I can't be in the body of Christ. I can't be the arm, and I can't be the hand. I can't be the fingers. I can't be the eye all at the same time. I have to be what God wants me to be and be where He places me. So I can't try to go out and fill somebody else's shoes. I got to do my certain rhythm according to my eating, as I said. So search your heart. If you've got something you need to come to the altar for, the altar is open. Just search your heart. We'll have a verse or two song here.